Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hi.
Hi. Have a nice day?
Yeah.
Dear, when I did the wash this morning, I found a pair of Wally's brand new jeans in the washing machine. Now, why in the world would he do something like that?
Well, June, no self-respecting teenager would think of wearing a pair of blue jeans that hadn't been properly faded.
Well, I wish you'd speak to him anyway.
Oh, we can't always be after him about everything like that, June. Give him a chance to grow up. They're both home?
Beaver is. He wants you to hear him on Paul Revere's ride.
Oh, well, I will after he got cleaned up. Where's Wally?
He went to get a haircut.
Without being told?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's progress. Next thing we know, he'll be taking a bath without being told. And we'll know he's ready to take his place in society. I didn't know Beaver had a dark red shirt.
It was white. I had to dye it after I washed it with a chocolate bar in the pocket.
Well, I guess I'll go get ready to hear Paul Revere.
I'm supposed to memorize it. It's that hunk right there, Dad.
You mean this stanza here?
Yeah, that's the hunk. Hear me on it.
Well, go ahead.
You better give me the first word.
One.
Oh, yeah. One up by land and two up by sea, and I on the opposite shore shall be, ready to ride and spread the alarm to every middle-sized village and farm.
Oh, no, Beaver. It's not middle-sized village and farm. It's the county of Middlesex. It's in Massachusetts.
Gee, Dad, we don't have to learn where the town is. We just got to learn the poem.
I'm sorry. Well, go ahead.
I'm not supposed to go on. Well, each kid just gets up and says his hunk.
Well, don't you want to read the rest of it and see how the poem comes out?
Gee, Dad, I'll find that out tomorrow when they put all the hunks together. Thanks for hearing me on it.
Beaver, would you tell Wally and Clarence that dinner will be ready in 15 minutes?
You want me to tell Lumpy to go home, Mom?
No, he's staying for supper.
Okay.
Lumpy Rutherford is staying for dinner?
Uh-huh. Dear, I didn't want to bring this up in front of Beaver, but when Wally came home, did you notice how he had his hair cut this afternoon?
No, I didn't see him. Did he have it cut too short?
No, but you should see what he had that barber do to him. Why, it's up on the sides, and in the back it sort of goes all like this, and it's all full of oil. Well, honey, I can't describe it. You just have to see it.
Well, let's take a look at it. Wally!
Yes, Dad?
Would you come down here a minute, please?
Sure, Dad.
Looks like some kind of an oil mop.
You want something?
Dad?
Dinner will be ready in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Beaver just told me.
Well, I just wanted to be sure you knew.
Oh, sure.
You see what I mean? Isn't that terrible?
It certainly is. Now, where would Wally get hold of a thing like that?
Well, it seems that Eddie Haskell saw it on one of those young movie stars who's a hero. And he came to school with his comb that way, and now all of a sudden it's the thing to do.
Well, spring's the season of the year for that sort of thing. He'll probably have it combed another way tomorrow.
Well, I think we should let him know we don't approve of it.
Well, that's a little hard to do, dear, with the Rutherford boy here. I tell you what, I'll sort of hint around about it at supper tonight. I think you'll get the idea. Beaver, did you have anything to say?
Yes, sir. Lumpy's shoving his carrots under his mashed potatoes.
I was going to eat them, Mr. Cleaver. I was just saving them so I could wash them down with my milk.
Fine, Clarence. Well, Wally, don't your mother and I detect a slight difference in the way you're combing your hair?
Gee, Dad, I didn't think you'd notice.
Cleaver, Eddie Haskell and all the guys are combing their hair like that.
Well, Clarence, I noticed that you're not.
I would comb my hair like Wally's, Mrs. Cleaver, but I got a funny-shaped head.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
Daddy says it's because when I was a baby, I slept on one side too much.
Yeah, it is kind of lopsided.
Beaver.
You know, fellas, it's a funny thing, speaking of fads.
We weren't speaking of fads. We were speaking about Lumpy's lopsided head.
Yes. What I was about to say is, there are always a lot of fellows who follow every fad that comes along. But there are also always a few who, who have enough individuality to sort of go their own way. You know what I mean, Wally?
Yeah, just like squares.
Eat your vegetables, boys.
Boy?
What are you doing?
Reading Paul Revere's Ride.
Why?
I want to see how it comes out.
Dear, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Would you go up and ask Wally to stop combing his hair like a tango dancer?
June, a boy wouldn't ruin his appearance like that unless it was the thing to do. Now, I've seen lots of other boys with their hair combed that way.
But Wally isn't lots of boys, he's ours. And I don't want him going around looking ridiculous.
You know, when I was Wally's age, you wore dirty corduroy pants to school. My mother ruined my social standing for an entire semester when she threw mine in the washing machine.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it was the style to wear dirty cords and spotless white shirts. She should have waited. 6 months later, it was the style to wear spotless cords and dirty white shirts.
Well, I don't want to wait 6 months for Wally to change his hair. Oh, please go up, Ward. It should be the easiest thing in the world.
Well, it should be, but it isn't. I mean, you can't just walk up to a 13-year-old boy and tell him he looks horrible.
I wish you'd have been that considerate of my feelings last year when I brought home that sack dress.
I'll go up and speak to her.
This is different hair junk than the hair junk you used before.
Yeah, I know. This is neater stuff. It's solider.
Gee whiz, when you lie down, won't your hair bend?
No, I think it's guaranteed not to bend.
But won't it leave sticky spots in the pillow?
Huh. It's supposed to dry out and then get hard.
You mean like cement?
Yeah. Yeah, something like cement.
Well, fellas, you about ready for bed?
Yeah, Dad. We're always putting junk on his hair, so he'll still look good while he's asleep.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Want something, Dad?
Oh, no. I just came up to see if Beaver would like me to hear his poem again before he went to bed.
Oh, sure, Dad. One up by land and two up by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be, ready to ride and spread the alarm through every middle-aged village in front, for country folk to be up and to arm.
Oh, that's getting there. Well, say, Wally, speaking of school, aren't they having tryouts for the swimming team this week?
Yeah, Dad. I thought I'd go out for it.
Yeah, I thought you said you were. I was just thinking, though, isn't the way you're combing your hair going to be kind of a handicap?
Huh?
Well, you know, you might get to swimming, your hair get down right in your eyes, and you could bump right smack into the end of the pool.
Gee, Dad, I never thought of that.
Yeah, well, just a thought. Good night, fellas.
Good night, Dad.
Oh, by the way, Beaver, it's not middle-aged village and farms, it's Middlesex.
Yeah, Dad, I know.
Well, did you tell him to comb his hair the right way?
Well, I wasn't blunt and I wasn't cruel. I just mentioned in a sensible way that his present hairdo might interfere with his making the swimming team. I think you'll see a different boy in the morning.
Coffee?
Well, it tastes a little like coffee.
Uh-huh.
Mom. You're nice. Goodbye, Dad.
Bye, Babe. Hey, Babe. You know your poem?
Sure, Dad. What if by land and two if by sea and I on the opposite shore shall be ready to ride and spread the alarm to every Middlesex village and farm? Goodbye, Dad.
Beaver, where's your brother?
He's upstairs, combing out his hair. Oh, for country folk to be up at 2 hours.
Bye.
Well, you see, combing out his hair.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Thanks, Mom. So long, Dad. So long, Mom.
Oh, he'll be a different boy in the morning. Honest, Ward, he just looks like a gangster. You know, the next thing, he's going to be wearing a leather jacket and motorcycle boots.
Come now, dear. You've been watching too many of those live television shows.
Wouldn't you think he could see how ridiculous he looks to us?
Well, I'm sure he will see sooner or later, June, but in the meantime, it's practically impossible for parents to make a boy see himself through their eyes.
Well, I wish he'd see himself through somebody's eyes. I've just about had enough of this.
Well, you know how boys are, June. Probably every kid in his class has his hair cut the same way. We couldn't be so cruel as to force him to be different. Bye, dear.
Bye. Office, please. Mr. Howler, this is Mrs. Cleaver. I'm fine, thank you. I wondered if I could come in and see you this morning. I'd like to talk to you about my boy, Wally. Oh, that'd be fine. Well, I'll see you at 10, then. Goodbye. Wonder if I should wear a hat. Hello, Clarence.
Is Wally in some kind of trouble? They ask you to come?
Oh, no, I'm here to see the principal about something else.
I guess you noticed my hair, huh?
Yes.
Wait till Wally and Eddie and the guys see it. They'll flip.
Oh, I'm sure they will, Clarence.
Well, bye, Miss Cleaver.
Goodbye, Clarence.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver.
Good morning, Mr. Howler.
Won't you come in now, please?
Thank you.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
Oh, that's all right.
Please sit down.
Thank you.
When you called, I got your boy's record out, and I've been looking it over. He certainly is a fine student and an excellent athlete, I understand.
Oh, it's not about his schoolwork, Mr. Howler. We're very pleased.
Well, surely Wally isn't misbehaving at home.
No, it's not that.
Well, just what is it, Mrs. Cleaver?
Well, it's his hair.
Well, is he having any kind of trouble with it?
No, it's the way he's combing it. It's down in the front and up in the sides and it...
Oh, yes, yes. Recently here at school, we've had an outbreak of rather strange haircuts. I believe that particular one is called a jelly roll.
Mr. Howler, couldn't the school forbid the boys to wear that kind of a haircut?
Well, of course, if it does get too ridiculous, we have to clamp down. But if a boy comes to school clean and neat, we don't tell him how to comb his hair. After all, it's one of the first forms of self-expression.
Self-expression? To look like a freak?
Now, they don't look at it that way. You see, it's a matter of conformity. They conform by not conforming.
Well, I would think a boy would be embarrassed to look so ridiculous with such a hair comb.
No, he won't be embarrassed as long as his classmates are doing the same thing. But sooner or later, every intelligent boy realizes the embarrassment of going around with his hair combed like a piece of French pastry. By the time they reach the upper grades, the majority of boys have more serious things to think about than their hair.
Then you wouldn't suggest that I order Wally to comb his hair differently?
No, I wouldn't make this an issue between you and your son, Mrs. Cleaver. I'm sure Wally is intelligent enough to outgrow it in time.
Well, my husband said practically the same thing, but, well, I wanted to get the opinion of someone who knew. I mean, as someone who's had more experience with boys. Well, Mr. Haller, I'll try to be as patient as I can with Wally. Thank you very much.
Not at all. And I wouldn't be too discouraged, Mrs. Cleaver. I'm sure that eventually Wally will give up this hairstyle and turn to something more mature. Like jamming himself into a phone booth with 26 other boys.
Thank you so much.
Not at all.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Pass the sugar, dear, please.
What'd you say, dear?
The sugar.
Oh. Beaver?
Hello, Beaver. How'd you make out today at school with your poem?
Well, when they came to my hunk, I couldn't remember the first word. So Miss Letters went on to the next hunk.
Well, you knew it very well this morning.
Well, a lot of other guys didn't know their hunks either.
Must have left quite a few holes in Paul Revere's ride.
Hey, Mom, Lumpy said he saw you hanging around the high school today. Did they talk you into making those cakes for Mother's Club again?
Well, not this time, Wally.
Well, how was swimming practice?
Oh, I decided not to go out for the team.
You, decided not to go out?
I told Eddie Haskell what you said about bumping into the end of the pool. And he said if I went out for the team, they'd make me chop all my hair off. Can I be excused?
Certainly.
Me too?
Yes, Beaver.
Hey, Dad. Will you hear me on Paul Revere again tonight? Miss Leonard's going to give me another chance on my hunk again tomorrow.
That's fine, Beaver.
Well, there you are, Ward. Wally quit swimming because of his hair.
Well, dear, I can't make him go out for the team.
It looks as though nowadays no one can make a boy do anything.
Now, look, June. Wally's wearing his hair this way is not really hurting him or us. Now, why don't we just take Mr. Haller's advice and give him a chance to grow out of it?
All right, dear. I'll give Wally every chance in the world. But what are people going to think of us when they see him on the street?
Well, if every boy in his class has the same haircut, how's anyone going to know he's ours? I'll get it. Hello.
Oh, hello, Fred.
Ward, have I ever been one to be subtle?
No, Fred, you never have.
Fred Rutherford.
Well, then I'll get right to the point. Our boy Clarence came home today looking perfectly ghastly.
Oh, Lumpy?
He's wearing a most distressing hairdo. He tells me he copied it from your boy. Frankly, Ward, it's destroyed the boy's looks.
Fred, I can't believe that's possible.
Yes, indeed. His mother's very upset. We sent him to school this morning, a fine, strapping boy. And tonight he came home looking like a rather ugly girl.
Fred, we have somewhat the same problem here. But after all, Fred...
May I ask what you're planning to do about it?
Well, I'm trying to remember how I felt when I was Wally's age and followed some schoolboy fad. I'm trying to be understanding and to realize that a silly-looking hairdo is not half as bad as a lot of other things he might take up.
In other words, you're doing nothing.
No, I'm just waiting for the boy's good sense to take over.
Well, nice having your thoughts on the problem, Ward, though I can't say I agree with your do-nothing policy.
Yes. Well, bye, Fred. Oh, boy, he's really upset. He claims Wally is ruining Clarence's looks.
I saw Lumpy's head in school. I suppose next we're going to hear from two Inchester's parents.
You know, maybe I ought to just go up and tell Wally to get rid of that hairdo.
Well, dear, I thought we were going to follow Mr. Haller's advice and let Wally outgrow it.
Yeah, that is what we're doing, isn't it?
That's right, dear.
I wonder if we weren't happier in the old days, when we weren't allowed to outgrow things.
Boy, wait till Eddie sees this.
Wally, you got to put that junk on your hair every night?
Sure.
What'll happen if you take a bath?
I think it's guaranteed waterproof. No matter how many baths you took, they couldn't hurt it.
Boy, that's neat.
Beaver, would you pipe down? You're making me nervous.
Wally, Beaver, you're going to be late for school. Your father already left for the office.
Coming, Mom!
Beaver! Beaver!
Yeah, Mom, it's me, all right.
Beaver! What have you done to yourself?
Gee, Mom, I just wanted my hair to look good like Wally's.
Theodore, you march right up those stairs and you comb that hair the way it should be. Now, you go in my room and comb that. I'm going to go in and talk to your brother.
Yes, Mom.
Wallace Cleaver, you go right in that bathroom, wash that grease out of your hair, comb it, and you get it cut right tomorrow.
Gee, Mom, why?
Because I tell you to, that's why. I'm not having you go out in the public street embarrassing your father and me with that hideous head.
Gee, Mom, you mean you and Dad are embarrassed? How could this embarrass anyone?
Wally, do you remember a couple of years ago when Beaver found that old hat of mine?
Yeah, it kind of had flowers on it.
And you took him to Sunday school and he insisted on wearing it all the way down Grant Avenue?
Yeah, boy, I wanted to walk on the other side of the street.
Well, that's exactly the way your father and I feel about this hair of yours.
Gee, no fooling, Mom? As bad as that?
As bad as that. Oh, Wally, I know this is probably a big thing at school with Eddie and the other boys, but I want you to change it.
Oh, sure, Mom. Heck, it isn't such a big thing. Anyway, I wouldn't want you and Dad to feel as creepy as I did when Beaver wore your hat to Sunday school. Hey, Mom, you didn't think I was going to keep my hair like this for the rest of my life, did you?
No, Wally. We knew you'd grow up with good sense, but what's wrong with having good sense on the way?
Yeah, sure, Mom. You know, it's just too bad Eddie Haskell isn't lucky enough to have parents that yell at him.
Wally, anything new at your school?
Well, kind of, Dad. I went out for the swimming team.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah, the only thing is, the coach gave out all the swimming trunks yesterday. So I'm going to have to swim in my own until some guy my size gets bounced off the team.
Gee, that's neat.
Well, Beaver, you had another chance at your poem today. How'd you do?
I got 90 on my hunk of Paul Revere.
Why didn't you get 100?
On the cut I said middle size village and farm.
Oh.
Well, it's really middle sex.
Well, that's a pretty fair mark.
Hey, Dad. About my hair and everything, could you kind of do me a favor?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, from now on, every time I do something kind of creepy, well, could you tell me it's kind of creepy?
Every time, Wally? No, I don't think so. That'd take half the joy out of childhood.